This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Talks on a huge coronavirus relief measure resumed on Saturday, focused on restoring a newly expired supplemental unemployment benefit, fresh payments to most Americans, and hundreds of billions of dollars in other relief. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
We're not close yet, but it was a productive discussion.
Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi met for 3 hours Saturday with Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin and White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows.
We had a serious discussion and we went down piece by piece and saw where each side is at.
President Trump has expressed willingness to extend the $600 per week supplemental unemployment benefit that expired Friday, but is balking at demands like food stamp increases, assistance to renters and homeowners, and aid for state and local governments.
We'll do halfway. Doesn't work when people need homes and need jobs and need housing.
Schumer says staff will continue working through the weekend, and more meetings are planned for Monday. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Hurricane Isaias has snapped trees and knocked out power while blowing through the Bahamas. It's headed toward the Florida coast, where officials have closed beaches, parks, and coronavirus testing sites. National Hurricane Center Director Ken Graham says for some residents, Saturday is the last chance to prepare for the storm.
Need to wrap up that preparedness today. Moving up till tomorrow into South Carolina, Monday, North Carolina, Tuesday, stretching portions of the Northeast U.S. So we got to be ready for this and all the impacts.
Authorities in North Carolina ordered the evacuation of Ocracoke Island, which was slammed by last year's Hurricane Dorian. A hurricane warning was in effect for Florida's east coast from Boca Raton, just north of Miami, stretching almost 250 kilometers north. This